the commissioner of the Big Sky Conference, Doug Fullerton. He joins Mike Prater with the Idaho Statesman and myself to talk more about this plan that we've been reading and hearing about, Doug. Welcome to the program. We appreciate that very much. Let's get to the matter at hand. We've been throwing this around as well, Doug, doing some research. How serious are you about approaching some of your member schools about starting an FBS football playing conference at the Big Sky?
Well, it's, you know, one of the things that's happening is, and I think we talked about it before, is that the line has been drawn in a different place. And I don't think that we have schools that are really looking at FBS right at this moment. But I think that we feel long term there will be some melding of the FBS programs that are not in that top five and the top FCS programs. You know, as we talked before, I have eight top 200 Carnegie Research Schools, which are, you know, and the only reason I say that is because their mission, they're kind of the institutions in their state that need to have football. And so there will come a time, I think, when they're interested in that. I don't think that's impending. In fact, as we discuss this, we're talking FCS for the near-term future. We are getting pretty big, and I worry that we're playing, you know, a lot of schools are playing for one automatic berth, and there may be some movement on that before there's movement on the FBS. But it's absolutely something that we have our mind on down the road, because the fascinating thing about college athletics is your athletic program should match what your institution's doing. And what kind of mission it has, what kind of an institution it is. So many schools, and you know it, you watch it every day. You know, it's kind of a Peter principle in athletics. They move up and up and up until they find a place that they can't afford or they can't be successful at, so there's where they stay. And that just makes no sense to me, because the only reason you have athletics is to improve your brand and your university. That certainly doesn't do it when that's your concept of college athletics.
Doug Fullerton joining us, the Big Sky Conference Commissioner, talking about possibly convincing some of the FCS schools to go FBS. Of the 13 that are now playing football in the Big Sky Conference, who are the bigger resource schools that would even listen to this conversation, Doug?
Well, I think that, you know, again, I'll pick out the ones that even a school like Davis. UC Davis is number 8 in the research in the world, basically, or at least in the United States. Tremendous UC school, one of the top research institutions in the nation. Their concept of where they belong and who they should be playing is just very different. Another top 100 is Montana State University, which has done a terrific job of advancing their research capacity. We've got North Dakota, the University of North Dakota, got University of Montana. Those schools are all. We have University of Idaho if they decide that that's something they want. Cal Poly, a tremendous academic institution. So I've named a few right there.
Sure.
That very easily could be looking. Now, a school like Idaho State, they actually have made it now into the top 200 of Carnegie Research. But given their geography and their school, their institution, that's something that they would need to decide for themselves. I also think that there's probably going to be some other schools that are sitting in FCS around us that may be attracted to this kind of concept. They're just waiting for maybe a like-minded group of institutions to pull the trigger. So there's discussions that are very far-reaching into a lot of institutions.
So, Doug, is this issue come to the front burner for you vis-a-vis New Mexico State and Idaho's situation, or have you talked about this despite the fact that they need to get some kind of reassurance from the Sun Belt that they've got a conference to play in past 2017?
Yeah, I think that, Idaho, and, you know, in Idaho particularly, since they play with us and everything else figures into our plans, I have no idea, long-term, if they were available. I think that there's no secret that there is a vote next or this fall. But again, those are decisions that the institutions have to make. If it's not Idaho and New Mexico State, it would be someone. There's some other schools out there that are taking a look at this. And again, what we're looking at right now is trying to create the best FCS environment we can. I don't think it's impending that we're talking FBS, but down the road, maybe FBS at that second level is going to look different. I think that's something that we all may expect because, quite frankly, as those top five schools continue to spend money, it's going to get tougher and tougher for that next group to continue to fund the programs they have because they're swallowing. The top groups are just swallowing up all the media rights contracts.
Doug Fullerton's our guest, Big Sky Conference Commissioner. Doug, is it even feasible? Should Idaho not get extended by the Sun Belt Conference and play just one more year, but know they need to be somewhere by 2017? Is it even feasible that there could be enough teams, schools, interested in joining with an FBS conference under the Big Sky banner in 2017, or is that just fairly impossible?
No, I don't think that there's really that appetite yet because we don't see the movement out of that second group of five yet. That's what we're watching for. I don't think we have an appetite for FBS right now because, quite frankly, you'd be throwing money down the proverbial rat hole. I'm not sure what you would be doing chasing. Who are you chasing? Who are you catching? I don't see that as a wise move for our institutions right now. That wouldn't be what I would advise.
Hmm.
So I think that if any movement occurs, it will be at the FCS level. We don't want to get so big that we only have one automatic berth for, say, 14 institutions. And then I think you will see us very much watch that landscape and see what occurs. If you saw some of the, early scores out of the Big Sky playing some of these folks this year, I mean, you see that gap may be narrowing in a lot of quarters.
Doug, and the sense that you get at the University of Idaho, because the Sun Belt Conference financially, if they can go with 10, get their conference championship game, take that FBS playoff money, feed two less mouths. It just doesn't make sense to continue to come out west, in my opinion. So if a school wants to come back to FCS football, and the Vandals could be that school, and they've got these graduating seniors, which gets them closer and closer to the scholarship number, what kind of a transition is there, since we've never done this before, for a school to go from FBS to FCS?
Yeah, that is fascinating, and that is exactly what I've been talking to the NC2A about, and I think I've got it right, and that they have to meet the qualifications, and really the two qualifications would be the number of grants, which is 63, and the number of coaches has to be reduced. I would imagine that if any school coming back, if that's what they chose to do, would probably do it over a 2-year period of time, probably, because you don't want to go in and kill a recruiting class.
Sure.
So I think that what they would do is, reduce the recruiting for a year, take a few less kids, let attrition happen at the top, not fill in with the JC route for a couple years. I think by the third year, they'd be ready to play as an eligible FCS opponent. But I agree with you. I think there is a transition. It has never been done before. But it's fascinating, the NC2A, in the long-range discussions about where is football really going to end up,
mm-hmm.
These are the kinds of things they're thinking about, is really how can we strengthen the next group? So, we may be the genesis of, that kind of thinking out there, because, quite frankly, I believe that given those situations when you're playing with wide-ranging geography, and you're playing at a level where you really can't catch the next level because they all have these $300 million contracts. Unless you have a huge, corporate presence where you live, it's going to be awful difficult to continue to be successful. And my case to them is not only will I save you money, but I think that you will actually, over the long run, have better athletes. Now, you're going to have to be more patient. And again, we've talked about this. We tend to recruit the freshmen and wait 3 to 4 or 5 years for them,
mm-hmm.
And then they go to the NFL, and where the FBS is maybe looking for a little bit more of that polished athlete right out of high school. We don't really bump into them that often, yet we put an awful lot of people into pro football. Why is that? Well, it's just it's a different philosophy, and if you'll watch, any time a school moves from FCS to FBS, they're always successful in those first couple of years. In fact, as App State and Georgia Southern are proving it again in the Sun Belt. There they are, 1-2 last year, and I think they're 1-2 again this year. And quite frankly, they were not dominant forces in FCS. So, it's fascinating how that works when you start recruiting to success and really running that kind of program. I think you can get back to doing for a university what an athletic program should do.